Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
30 pages of colouring sheets. And all weekend I've just been like, okay, God, love doing colouring, but there must be something spiritual that you want to do with us. There must be something, like, we don't come along to church for nothing. We come along to church to get together with the body, but to also grow together and to come closer to God and walk more in his ways. And I was thinking, I know colouring's good, but there must be more. And can those colouring pages really help me? Can they really help Sammy? So all weekend I've been battling out with God. And what is it more that you want to do? And just as we were driving down here this morning, we prayed in the car for a bit, and then I just went off into me and Jesus time. And Claire started asking me questions and stuff, and I really wasn't with it. And she was like, oh, you're focusing on something else, aren't you? And I was like, yeah, that's right. I was doing the controls, and Claire was being the eyes. So, for those of you who are married, marriage is a team effort, right? So, you never do it on your own. And God said to me, he was like, I want you to imagine you're going on a mission. And you've got this mission planned out. But then suddenly, you've only got a week left. And you've got a week left to complete your mission. And you know, in your head, whatever that mission might be for you. Some of you might be thinking now, okay, that mission is maybe it's something at work, getting a job completed at work, maybe for some of you. I don't know if any of you are into gardening, or Rachel's here. Rachel's got a lovely allotment. And the reason I know that is because of the produce that comes from it. For some of you, with spring coming, maybe you've looked out in the garden and thought, oh dear, I've got a mission out here. How am I going to do this? How am I going to get this to the level that I want to see it at in my head? And we have these missions in life to achieve something. And if you only had a week left, what would you do? Do you think you could complete your mission in that single week? And God said, when I sent Jesus to earth, I sent him to complete everything, but the way he completed it was not through him doing everything, it was through him enabling us to do it. And God said to me, your missions in your life, are you trying to do them on your own, or are you training up others to do them? And these weeks leading up to Easter, if you read the story of Easter in the Bible and the week from when Jesus entered Jerusalem and what happened in that week, it was like last-minute recap for the disciples. And there were so many different events that happened and things that he brought up that he said, remember this, do this. When you do this, you should do that. It was just bang, 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 last minute recap. And I thought about when you're doing exams, and I don't know, is anyone here doing exams at the moment? Or tests? Maybe not. We haven't really got that age group here this morning. But you have all of your work that you do beforehand, and I know, Sammy, they've probably been teaching you stuff at school over the year, and I've no doubt the teachers will sometimes say, okay, we've been learning this, what can you remember about it? And you have that last-minute recap. I know before I did my GCSEs, I sat down and I was like, okay, what have I learned this year? There were certain subjects that I was just like, I was rubbish at them. I didn't learn anything. It's really not going to help me at all doing any revision because I just don't know the stuff. Apologies to parents who have kids. and there are other subjects that I have been learning, and a lot of information had gone in, and certain ones I can think of were geography and science. You have all of this information put into you, and suddenly, the week before the exam, you're like, I need to try and remember these whole, like, 5 years or however long it's been of everything that's been put into me. How am I going to do this? You get your exercise books out, and you look at different pictures and diagrams, and quickly you just flick through and you get reminded of all of those things that are going to help you in the exam. And then you go into the exam and suddenly you have a picture of the night before looking at that diagram and you think, oh yeah, that was it. Yeah, this is the right thing. And it all comes back to you. And this week before Easter was like Jesus did that recap for all of the disciples. And was like, where are you at? What can you remember? Can you remember this teaching that I've given you? Like, when this happens, do this. Have you got it in place? Because I'm not going to be with you. I'm not going to be walking hand in hand with you like you're used to. I'm going to send somebody to help you, but it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be me doing stuff and you watching it. It's going to be you doing it. And me watching that you're all right and making sure that you're doing it right. So can you remember this? And as I thought about this, the thing that struck me, because I always have to work with illustrations because I can't just have words in my head. I have to picture it like something. And I thought, when Claire goes away and she leaves me on my own, or she's out for the evening and she's not cooking dinner, and I have to sort it out. We normally have a week of preparation where she'll kind of come up with a meal with me jointly where it's like, okay, what can we achieve, Andy? Like, what are your possibilities when I'm not here? And we'll come up with this meal, but coming up with it and the plan for it isn't enough. Before she leaves me, there's always a last-minute recap. And there's always like, remember, don't put the baked bean tin in the microwave. You have to put it in a bowl. Toast doesn't just appear. You have to put the bread in the microwave. And do you know, oh, yeah. And I need help, but I but I tell you what, I can cook an awesome meal, okay? Because there's people who can help me. And even when Claire isn't around, there's lots of stuff on the internet that can help me. And I know, people often say to us, who cooks in your house? And I'm like, well, Claire does all the cooking, but I don't mind cooking. I will quite happily cook. I need to take a day off work to do it because it takes me a long time. But I will produce a nice meal if I'm given the time and information to do it. And it's like that with our lives here on earth. Like, just like Jesus prepared the disciples and he gave it them that kind of last week of, okay, do you remember this? Do you remember how to pray? Do you remember, it's already come up this morning, one of the things he said, ask anything in my name and it will be given to you. Last minute recap. Like, what I'd imagine going through his head, he was like, okay, I've got this last week with them. What are the things they really need to know? What are the things they need to be encouraged in? How can I boost them forward? And coming up to Easter, like Richard's just been through with you this morning, I sat there and I was like, God, this is intense information you're being given this morning on what's going to happen over the Easter weekend. But who knows? We need that because this weekend is important. Like, it's important that we get out there over this Easter weekend as church and we actually get other people coming and finding out what Easter's all about. And this last week, just like Richard has given us all of that information this morning, it's like Jesus is saying to us today, do you remember? Can you remember what you've been learning? Can you remember? And this is each of you individually. Can you remember what God's been speaking to you about over the past weeks and months? Because this is when it counts. This afternoon is when it counts. Tomorrow's when it counts. Next week is when it counts. I want to remind you this morning, I want to bring that up in you so that the next few minutes of your life, the next few hours of your life, the next bit of your life, you're living in what I've taught you. Okay? Sammy, can you remember what you did last week at J24/7? A little hint. If you look to your left, you might remember. Sorry? Yeah, what did you do about? It's a big clue to your left. Yeah! See, I didn't tell Sammy the answer, but I gave him a little reminder, and he got there. And Jesus wants to give us those little reminders. He's never going to leave us on our own, okay? Said, I will not desert you. But it also, Jesus says to us, go out and do stuff. Go and do stuff in my name. Doesn't go say, come. Okay, I was going to say, doesn't say, come and follow me. He does say, come follow me. But it's come follow my ways. Come follow what I'm doing. It's not come and stand behind me and just watch me as I do everything. It's come and do what I'm calling you to do. And think now, what's Jesus been teaching me? What does he want me to do? Because it's no good. I could preach the most amazing message this morning. But actually, if you don't go out and do anything, it's pointless me teaching it. If you don't go out and if nothing's changed, it's pointless me teaching it. And actually, the difference is not what happens here, it's what happens when we step out the door. And like, this is preparation time. The week before Easter was preparation time. Jesus still did stuff. If you read through it, he still, sometimes I think, Jesus, what are you doing with my life? What's my role? And I'm like, oh yeah, I do J24/7 stuff. So I suppose for me, it's all about teaching and equipping the young people. And this morning, as I was reading through the lead up to Easter, I was just hit by the fact, do you know what? Jesus didn't spend all of his time just sitting down with the disciples. He went in and got in like heated discussions with the Pharisees, and like he had people come and attack him and cut off his ear and stuff. And it wasn't just all, okay, this is a time to invest in my disciples. It was a time to invest in the disciples, but he still had everything else going on in life. And he still went out and he still gave the gospel. He still reached out to people who were unsaved. And sometimes I think, yeah, I'm doing my bit with J24/7 and I'll just focus on that bit. And if anything else comes in, well, we'll just kind of shut that off and I need to focus on this because God's given me this to do. But actually, God's given us lots of things to do. And sometimes that can be a challenge. Like, I know, well, if I've got to cook dinner, I like to have the whole day off to do it. Not very good at focusing on more than one thing at once. But sometimes we need to do that. And I guarantee that we will all go out of here this morning. And when we go out, we'll be like, yeah, come on, we're going to see this happen. Because I've heard you this morning, and I've heard that you guys as church in Worthing here, that's what your attitude is. That's what your response is. I've heard that here. And I know, I can sense that that's here in the spirit. I can sense that you guys are on fire and you're raring to get out there and see stuff happen. But I also know, as soon as all of us step out that door, there's going to be something come along and hit us and challenge us with that. Because it says, in this world, you will have problems. And Jesus didn't shy away from that. He was quite clear with that. But he said, take heart, for I have overcome. And quite often, it's in our problems and in our struggles and in our challenges of trying to line up what God said to us in our lives, what he's been speaking to us about over this season, is trying to line that up with what's happening in our life. And when what God's been speaking about to us about hits that point that we're at in our life and hits that point where we're meeting people, whether it's in the shops, at work, at school, wherever it's at, when they hit together, that's where we see breakthrough. And often there's a problem there. Often there's a challenge. And one of the things that's been challenging me lately is, some of you might know this already, but if you don't, Claire is pregnant. And for me, that's a real challenge. I found it hard enough getting married just because you're taking on responsibility for somebody else as a bloke, and that's hard. But then the thought of having somebody else join my responsibility list, it's just like, help me, Jesus. And I need to know that Jesus is there and he's going to help me. I need to know that he's going to give me everything I need. And I know that if I trust in God, if I trust in Jesus, that he's going to help me through everything. And I also know that my life is going to be a testimony to others around me. I know that other people that we meet through this are going to see how me and Claire deal with stuff, and that's going to be a light in their lives. That's going to be an opportunity to shine what Jesus is doing in us to other people and to then share the gospel to them. But I also know that God's been doing a work in me in our relationship, and there's things that I still need to sort out. I had a brilliant opportunity last week on Thursday to forgive Claire for something that she did. And that was... and that was hard. It's not always easy to forgive. I knew that it was right to forgive her. And I also knew that God has been teaching me to try and forgive more quickly. And I had to put that into practice. And it was hard to do that. But as soon as I did it, God said to me, I'm teaching you this because when you've got kids, you're going to have to be able to do this quickly. You can't carry unforgiveness between yourselves as parents when you've got kids. And he showed me how just within our marriage, we need to be constantly forgiving each other as soon as something happens, because otherwise it affects others around us. It affects our witness to others. And I had problems to deal with in doing that. I had challenges to face in doing that. It wasn't easy because I've forgiven Claire now, and the only reason I'm going back on this is not because I still hold it against her, but because I'm using it as a story, okay? What she did really annoyed me. And she was annoyed as well, but it was a pet hate of mine. And it was hard to forgive. And it was a situation where I wanted to just dwell on it, and I wanted to get annoyed about it because it was something that I really don't like. But I chose not to do that, because in this world we will have problems, but take heart because I have overcome. And I said to Claire, I said, I'm going to forgive you and we're going to forget about it. We're not going to let it ruin our day, and we're going to believe that God is going to restore what was lost because of what happened. And before the end of the day, God had already begun restoring it. And you know what happened? Me and Claire, out of that problem, we started celebrating. There was one moment in particular where God started to restore something, what was lost through what happened. And we sat there and we celebrated. And we were happy together. We were living in the victory because God had overcome. And it wasn't because everything was immediately restored to us. It was because part of it was. And it was a little taste of everything that God was going to do. Although we have problems that we have to face when we walk out of there, look for that little taste. Look for that little thing that says to you, yeah, God has overcome. Like, you might not get all of it immediately, but look for that little bit that is, yeah, God has overcome. I know God has taken this situation that to me was a problem, and he has overcome it. And there's that verse in the Bible that says, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Now, enemies may not be people, okay? It's easy to think of enemies as people in your life, maybe people who aren't nice to you at school, maybe people who aren't nice to you at work, but the enemy is the devil, the enemy is Satan, and sometimes the enemy can even be ourselves just thinking stuff in our head. Sometimes Satan doesn't even have to come and do anything because we're so bad at coming up with our own ideas about how things are terrible. But that verse, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. And I always look at that verse and I think of the most amazing spread of food. And I think about sitting down, and who would ever invite their enemies along to a meal? If you're putting on a banquet, would you invite your enemies along to it? Put your hand up if you would. Just want to see if we've got any really spiritual people here. Yeah, I'm going to go out this week and invite all of my enemies along to a nice big feast. If you want to do that, I will pray for you. I think that's an awesome thing to do, but I think I know myself, I'm not quite there yet. But can you imagine sitting down to this amazing feast and having surrounded around all the walls around you, everything that's ever come against you, every person who's ever said something mean against you, and anybody who's ever gotten in the way of any of your plans, anything you're trying to do. Maybe some of you are thinking of your bosses there at the moment. Maybe some of you are thinking of people at school or college or uni before who, or just people down your street. Maybe some of you are thinking of your neighbours. But although it might be people who you think of, often it's that thing that those people have done. It's the thing that the enemies use those people to do to get to you. And I think about myself sitting down and feasting and having all of this good stuff in front of me. And Jesus just there saying, well done, this is what I'm blessing you with, this is what I'm giving you. And while I'm feasting there, all of these things that have ever come against me are standing around watching. And they're looking at what I've got. They're looking at what I've been rewarded with. And suddenly, it's a big kick in the face. Because they tried to stop me. They tried to get in the way. They tried to come against me when I was trying to get to this place of goodness. When I saw this place of goodness, they tried to step in and hinder my path. And suddenly, they have to stand and watch while I'm partaking in the goodness. And that's what Jesus did on the cross. He overcame, not so that we necessarily will always live in it immediately, but so we can begin living in it and know that that is the outcome. And this week and next week particularly, I believe that God wants us to take hold of that goodness, take hold of bits of that feast, take hold of the good things that God's already done in our lives. And I wouldn't be surprised if for maybe one or two of you, you find it hard to think of something good. Because sometimes that does happen. Sometimes the enemy comes in and it's really easy to have all of the good things just pushed to one side and us just being completely flooded with the negative, with those things opposing us. And that is why God's brought us together as the body. And that is why, as church, there's so many opportunities this week and in the coming weeks to meet together as the body. Because when I'm struggling, I need other people. I need to hear other people's testimony. If I'm struggling financially, I need to hear that somebody got £5,000 back from PPI. If I'm struggling with the people who phone me up all the time about PPI, I need to hear that there's something good on the end of the phone. I need to hear that at least somebody has been blessed by those millions of phone calls that I get all the time. So now when I have that automated voice saying, if you've had PPI in the past 3 years, you need to call us. I need to hear that somebody has got something good out of that. So every time I get a phone call now, I don't get annoyed. I don't think somebody has just wasted 20 seconds of my life. Ugh, why does this keep happening? Every time I get a phone call now about PPI, I'm going to answer the phone, and rather than get annoyed, I'm going to celebrate that my God is good because he provided £5,000 for somebody here this morning who needed that money. Do you know, that's the first good story I've ever heard of, with the letters PPI in. But I knew that it would come eventually. Because take heart, for I have overcome. And any problem in your life, the overcoming bit will happen eventually. Because that's what Jesus did on the cross. And this week leading up to Easter, he had to train and equip because he knew that there would be problems. He knew that there would be struggles. He knew that there was a work to do. And it's important for us to really hold on to those things that Jesus has been teaching us, because what we've learned over this season is what we need for Easter. That's what we need for the people who you're going to meet this week. That's what we need for the people that we're going to meet this afternoon. The things that we've been taught recently. And God wants to remind us of them this morning. So I think it would be good if we all just close our eyes right now. And what I've brought you this morning from God has not been a teach about a specific thing. Because God doesn't want to just throw some other teaching into you this morning, something else for you to add on to what you've already got. He just wants to remind you this morning of what he's been taking you through, so that you can grab hold of that and you can go into next week. You can go into your next hour, your next few minutes. Some of you, what God's been teaching you about over the past few weeks, you're going to see a release of that just as we meet together afterwards and have tea and coffee. What God's been teaching you, you're going to help other people with in this building before you even leave. But just like with an exam, next week isn't an exam for you. God isn't going to mark you, okay? He's going to help you. But with an exam, that last minute recap, that helps you through. Without that last minute recap, you might have it all inside you, but you don't know how to bring it together, to bring it out. And God wants to do that recap in you now. He's just showing you certain stuff right now. how you can live on that pathway following him, that pathway of holiness with him, walking in his ways, walking in the way that overcomes. For some of you, there's been specific things in your life that God's taught you about because he wants you to overcome that thing in your life. There's a specific thing that he wants you to overcome. And you might, I believe there's somebody here who's thinking, oh yeah, but that's all about me. That's just about me and what I'm going through. And God's saying to you right now, no, that's not just about you, because I want to see you restored. I want to see you living in victory, because just your life alone, when you're living in victory, will speak to hundreds. And there's some people who you've got specific things that God's been talking to you about and teaching you with how to deal with people in the workplace or at school. And you know what you've got to do, and you know what you've got to put in place. You know that thing that God said to you. For somebody, I believe it is about forgiveness. That there's things that have been going on in the workplace, and you know that they're not right, and they're not how as a Christian living for Jesus you would do things. But your breakthrough will come with forgiveness. And as we get to the cross, we realise how we weren't perfect. We still had sin in our lives. We still had problems. And Jesus died for us with all of those problems, with all of that sin. Even though we were still sinners, he died for us. And he wants us to see others the same. Even though they've got sin in their lives, even though they've got problems, even though they're creating issues for us, Jesus died for them as well. And he's not here to tell them, but he's given us the ability to. He's given us the ability to show them. In all of the training that we've been going through, all of the teaching that he's given us, is so that we can live out his life here on earth. We can live out a life that represents him on earth. And as you've just got those different situations in your head, I just want you to see everything that he's taught you meeting with every problem or every struggle that you have. And as they clash together, there's that word, those words that Jesus said, I have overcome. And there's nothing complicated about it. The very fact that Jesus said, I have overcome, means that everything that his word hits, he overcomes. Every time you bring Jesus into those situations, you overcome those situations. And we're overcoming them here now this morning. Victory is being won in this place this morning. Amen. Victory in people's lives. Some of you are moving forward now, and I just see you. You've overcome those, you've seen those victories won in your own lives, and you're seeing victories won for your workplaces. You're seeing victories won for your friends, for your family. And everything you see now, everything God shows you now, every person he shows you, overcoming that victory. He wants you to see that and claim that. He wants you to claim that in his name. That person is saved. That person has overcome. That person is set free. And he wants you to know that he has taught you and trained you and equipped you and is releasing you to see that breakthrough in your lives, in those people's lives, and the people's lives that they're going to reach. So, Father God, I just thank you that while we were sinners, you died for us. You died for us so that we could have the victory, so that we could walk in freedom, so that we could walk free from all of our sin and shame. And Father God, I thank you that you didn't see us how we were with sin in our lives, but you saw us through the blood of Jesus, standing in that victory and capable of doing as Jesus did and even greater things. I thank you that in this week coming, you see us going out and reaching out to people, healing people, seeing people set free, speaking freedom into people's lives, seeing people's sad faces lifted with a smile, with joy, with happiness. Father God, you see us going into homes and seeing peace brought into homes. You see us seeing relationships restored, families coming back together. And Father God, I ask that you would help us this week just to give us those little reminders of what you've taught us at the right time, so that when we step into those situations, we can step into them with faith, knowing that you will work through us, knowing that you've given us all we need for those situations to overcome, not just for ourselves, but for the people involved in them as well. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just believe we need to sing a song of victory now. I don't want anyone to, some of you are already standing up because you know that you're in victory, but for those of you who aren't yet, I want you to don't stand up and sing until you know that you're in victory. Like till God's really set it in us. Yeah, I'm in victory. I know that I have that victory within me. I know that I can walk out of here this morning and face whatever problems may come along and stand in victory. Yeah. Stand up when you know that, when you've got it deep within you. And I know that people will struggle with that this week. And I know that for some of you, it will be a challenge. And as soon as you hit that point where you're, okay, it's all gotten too much for me, you haven't been defeated, okay? It's important to remember you haven't been defeated because there's a body here with you. As we stand now with others, we stand in victory together because we're in this together. We join together and celebrate what Jesus has done because God wants us to live in unity with him and each other. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.